This is a Llewellyn Deep Mind tape. These tapes are programmed by experts to act like a bridge of light between the worlds of mind, body, and spirit, combining the guidance of the spoken word with unique electronic synthesized sound patterns to awaken deep levels of the psyche while stimulating certain psychic centers into higher activity. It is in what we call the deep mind levels of the human psyche that the great reach of spiritual potential lies. Powers that have been left dormant during the greater part of our evolutionary history are now made accessible to individual development through the partnership of the specially written Llewellyn Practical Guidebooks and these deep mind tapes with voice and sound programming. Thus, the Llewellyn training technique is a multi-level approach to the rational mind, the deep levels of the unconscious, the psychic centers, and the high spiritual self. It's a technique of balanced development involving study and application of the written text, programming through the guidance of the spoken word while you are in a state of deep relaxation moving into heightened psychic awareness, and the actual awakening of the appropriate psychic centers through the unique sound patterns recorded on tape. This multi-level approach brings the developing psychic powers under the control of the rational mind, while at the same time invoking the protection and truly personal guidance of the higher spiritual self. It is truly a new age approach to spiritual growth and development, suited to the needs of the modern student living a full life of personal responsibility. This deep mind tape is intended to help you achieve astral projection and has been designed to accompany your work with the Llewellyn Practical Guide to Astral Projection. You may at some time have performed astral projection, the out-of-the-body experience, without deliberately willing it, whether in your childhood or since, or you may know someone else who's done so. It isn't very uncommon. Or you may not have yet experienced anything of this sort, and so you may want to catch up on what you've missed. In any of these cases, you should bear in mind that out-of-the-body experience in full consciousness and under the full control of your will is a perfectly safe and natural practice. It is possible and natural to you, and you are going to achieve it. We want you to derive the greatest possible benefit from your use of this tape. And above all, we want you to experience for yourself the wonderful sense of liberation and expansion of consciousness which occurs when you stand in full awareness outside your physical body. To realize, as you can in this experience, that your real existence is immortal and completely transcends the everyday limitations of your physical body. As you get to know this tape, you are likely to find things in which call for fresh thought and attention. Ideas from it will come to your mind at different times. If you can't deal with them at once, make a note of them. If something further comes up in your dreams in relation to the tape, then the next day, meditate on the dream and see what further unfolds. Besides the spoken words on this tape, there are special sounds too. Be receptive to the sound sequences and signals you hear. They are designed to be in exact and dynamic accord with the intended practices. Let the sounds carry you along. Flow with them. Let them enter through the gate of your sensory consciousness to permeate the deeper levels of your psyche and to evoke powerful responses from those hidden depths by means of their wordless language of vibrations. We want to emphasize how vital it is that you should read and understand the book, and that you should master the various practices which lead up to Formula 4, the actual technique for achieving conscious and fully willed astral projection, before using the second sight of this tape. making progress towards astral projection, you are making a great deal of progress in your knowledge and understanding of yourself, and the different levels of your inner being will thus be working together as friends and allies to achieve your purpose and carry you to success. We are now going to commence practical work. From this point onwards, if you're not already doing so, you should lie comfortably on your back in the earth posture, with your legs together and your arms at your sides. If your work with the book has not yet reached a stage of proficiency at which you can employ Formula 4, and so you cannot as yet proceed to the second side of this tape, the relaxation procedure which now follows will still be of great value to you. You can use it whenever you need to induce a state of rest, whether physical or mental, or whenever you need to unwind from daily cares. You can use it in connection with the practices in the book, which lead up to Formula 4, or, indeed, with any program intended to develop your inner faculties. At the end of the relaxation instruction, there will be a period during which the relaxation sounds will continue, and you should be quietly enjoying your peaceful state until the tape ends. When the tape does switch off, continue to lie quietly for as long as you feel so inclined. If you are able to proceed to side two, turn the cassette when you are ready, and then reassume the earth posture. At this point, make the following resolution mentally. I will not be disturbed by the sound of the tape switching off. I will not be disturbed by the sound of the tape switching off. Relaxation. Check the details of the way you are lying. Arms straight at the sides, but not tense or rigid. Spine straight. Flatten the back of your neck by having your chin point somewhat downwards toward your feet, not straight up in the air. Flatten your shoulder blades by sloping the shoulders slightly and raising your chest. Flatten the curve of your spine in the lumbar region by very slightly allowing your knees to lift. Let your toes point where they will. Now gently, take a long, deep, steady breath and release it just as gently. Then repeat this two more times. In, out. In, out. This will have helped put right any remaining irregularities in your posture, rather as you can straighten a plastic glove by blowing into it. Lie still, not thinking of anything in particular. Don't at this time set up rhythmic breathing. You will be taking your time in this relaxation practice from my words. Tranquility is always present, always within reach. Now open your heart to it. Let it enter. Tranquility. Peace. Now, turn your attention to your right leg and your right foot. Wriggle the toes of your right foot only. Next, see how many of them you can move individually. Even if you can't move each toe by itself, Give your attention to each one in turn as you move them. There's no need to rush this. Go methodically along the line, working on each toe in turn. Now stop and forcibly curl down all the toes of your right foot. Clench them together. Then relax them and let them straighten out. Repeat this. Clench. Relax. And one more. Clench. Relax. Then, still keeping your heel firmly down on the surface you're lying upon, bring the front part of your foot up towards your head so you can feel the muscles in your calf stretching and the muscles in the front of your shin contracting. Now point the toe down, away from your head, as straight as you can. So now you feel the muscles in front stretching and the muscles in your calf contracting. Let your foot return to normal. Then repeat. Bring your foot up towards your head. Stretch. Point it down. Stretch. And back to normal. Relax. How pleasant and soothing relaxation is after muscular effort. Now, without bending either knee, see how far you can raise your right leg slowly up towards the vertical. Bring the leg up as high as you can, keeping both knees straight. Then, slowly and gently lower it and relax it. Raise it again, up, slowly, then slowly lower it and relax. Raise it a third time, but now, when you have it as high as you can, let the knee bend, lowering the foot, then straighten it again, and return the leg rigidly straight now, slowly down into its place. Relax. Let your right leg relax completely. That feels good, doesn't it? Check that there's no tension anywhere along it. Toes. Foot. Ankle. Calf and shin muscles. Knee, thigh, buttock. Now consider your left leg. Wriggle the toes of your left foot. Next, try moving each toe separately on that foot. Go on. Try with each toe right along the line. Keep every other part of your body still while you work on those five toes. making them move, and then relaxing them. Now, forcibly curl down all the toes of your left foot. Clench them together, then relax them and allow them to straighten. Repeat this. Curl them over, clench, then let them relax and straighten out. And once again, clench, relax. Then, keeping your heel down firmly on the level, bring the front part of your foot up towards your head. Feel the muscles in your calf stretching, the muscles in the front of your shin contracting. Let the foot go back to its normal position. Then point the toe down, away from your head. Push it down straight as you can. Feel the muscles in the front of your shin stretching and those in the calf contracting. Let your foot return to its normal position. Then repeat. Toe up. Stretch. And down. Stretch. And back to normal. Relax. Now, keeping both knees straight, see how far you can raise your left leg slowly towards the vertical. Bring your left leg up as high as you can with both knees straight. Then lower it slowly, still with knees quite straight. And relax. Raise it again slowly. Then lower it again slowly. And relax. Now raise it a third time. As high as you can, keep it there. Then let the knee bend. Straighten it again and return the leg. Now rigidly straight to its place. Let your left leg relax completely. And check that both your legs are now relaxed. Toes, feet, ankles, calf and shin muscles, knees, thighs, buttocks. Your mind leads your body. Your spirit leads your mind. Know this, and you have complete inner harmony. Do the next movement while you are breathing out. While you breathe out, slowly and gently tense your abdominal muscles. So without violence, you slowly but strongly push the air out of your chest. Relax the muscles as you breathe in. Then while you breathe out, tense them again, gently, steadily. Now, do this a third time. Breathe in. And out. Now, we do something different. Before doing it, listen to me describing it. Breathe naturally and evenly. Then, when you're breathing out, you'll breathe right out, gently, as completely as you can. Next, without taking any air into your lungs, you'll expand your chest by means of its muscles, so your abdomen will be drawn right in. You'll remain like this for only a moment, then gently take in air and relax. Now, do this. Breathe out as completely as you can. Next, without taking any air into your lungs, push out your chest by muscular action so your abdomen is drawn right in. Only hold that a moment. Then gently take in air and relax. Take several normal breaths. Then repeat the action. Breathe right out. Raise your chest. Gently take air in and breathe normally. Relax your abdomen and check that your legs are still relaxed too. Tensions can creep back into one part of your body while you are relaxing another, and we have to watch for this. Breathe in and out normally a few times. Now, tense your chest muscles. If this action is new to you, pull your upper arms in strongly to your sides and push them slightly down towards your feet at the same time. You should be able to feel your chest muscles tensing while you do this. Relax. Then repeat the action. Tense. Relax. A third time. Tense. Relax. Tense your shoulder muscles. Relax. Raise your head slightly, keeping your shoulders flat on the surface. Gently lower your head. Relax your neck. Tense tense the shoulder muscles again. Relax. Raise your head again. Lower it. Relax your neck. Now, check that your legs and your whole trunk are relaxed. The forces of life which flow through you, giving light and peace to your inner self, giving calm, strength, and vitality to your body, are the same forces of life which flow through the cosmos. Realize this and be in harmony with all. Now, straighten your right hand. Make it as flat as possible, like a leaf. Then, raise the fingers and the thumb a little so you can feel a stretching sensation across your palm. Relax the hand. Stretch it again. Relax. Stretch. Relax. Now, raise your right forearm vertically, so your upper arm remains in its place at your side. Now, beginning with the little finger, bend each finger individually towards the palm. Curl up each finger in turn and straighten it again, keeping all the other fingers of your right hand as straight as you can meanwhile. Then, bend the thumb over, touching the base of your little finger with the ball of your thumb, if you can. Straighten the whole hand again, and bend it as far back on the wrist as possible. Then as far forward as possible, while still keeping the fingers extended. Be aware of the stretching and contracting muscles in your arm as you do this. Again, bend the hand back on the wrist, keeping the fingers extended. And now forward at the wrist without bending the knuckles. Relax the hand, but keep the forearm vertical. Clench the right fist with the thumb outside, tensing all the muscles involved as strongly as you can. Now relax. Clench the fist again. Bend it forward upon the wrist. Tense the biceps. Keep the forearm vertical, but relax your arm muscles and your hand. Again, clench the fist and bring it forcefully forward on the wrist. Tense the biceps, feeling the triceps muscles at the back of the upper arm tighten as the biceps contracts. Relax the arm and hand, still keeping your forearm vertical. Once more, clench the fist, bend it forward, tense the biceps and triceps, then relax the arm and hand, and let the forearm sink slowly to your side. Feel that arm relax completely. Peace surrounds you. Peace is within you. Peace, tranquility, harmony. Now, straighten your left hand. Make it as flat as possible, like a leaf. Then raise the fingers and thumb so you can feel a stretching sensation across the palm. Relax the hand. Stretch it again. Relax. Stretch. Relax. Raise your left forearm vertically, the upper arm remaining in its place at your side. Now, beginning with the little finger, bend each finger individually toward the palm. Curl up each finger in turn. And straighten it again, keeping all the other fingers of your left hand as straight as possible meanwhile. Then, bend the thumb over, touching the base of your little finger with the ball of your thumb, if you can. Straighten the whole hand again, and bend it right back on the wrist. Now bend it as far forward as possible, while still keeping the fingers extended. Again, bend the hand back on the wrist, keep the fingers extended, feeling the muscles in your arm stretching and contracting as you do this. Relax the arm, but keep the forearm vertical. Clench your left fist, thumb outside, tensing all the muscles concerned as strongly as you can. Relax the hand. Clench the fist again. Bend it forward upon the wrist. Tense the biceps. Keeping the forearm vertical, relax your arm muscles and your hand. Again, clench the fist and bring it forcefully forward upon the wrist. Tense the biceps. Feel the triceps muscles at back of the upper arm tighten as the biceps contracts. Relax the arm and hand, still keeping the forearm vertical. Once more, clench the fist, bend it forward, tense the biceps and triceps. Then relax your arm and hand and let the forearm sink slowly to your side. Feel that arm relax completely. Now, check that all the parts of your body which have been used in this practice are relaxed. Feet, legs, thighs, abdomen, chest, shoulders, neck, arms, hands. If any stresses have come back, relax them. Finally, clench your jaw muscles. Press your eyelids together. Tighten your lips. Then gently relax. Ensure that your forehead, face, and jaw are really relaxed. Happiness is natural to you. It is your normal state. Now you are completely relaxed. You feel calmly and peacefully happy throughout your entire being. Count 12 heartbeats. Take up your rhythmic breath and enjoy your state of complete relaxation. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.